honoring victims of a deadly wildfire.
This event is about mourning.
A peanut allergy breakthrough.
At last, we're moving into the realms of treatment.
And new techniques to identify robocalls.
It's an arms race to see who can trick who.
The CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Jim Taylor. Death toll still rising, number of missing still high. And a vigil for victims of the Northern California wildfire. The latest from CBS's Steve Futterman.
More than a week after fires swept through their city, those who lost homes, those who lost loved ones gathered here.
We're praying for the people that are not alive, that didn't make it. Those are the people I'm praying for. We made it.
For many, it was emotional.
Everything's gone. Like this, it's not a house that we lost. It's everything. I feel like part of me is just gone now.
The death toll has now reached 77, but the number that concerns people most is the number of people still missing, around 1,000. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey.
We're asking people to check the list, and if their name is on the list, contact us and let us know.
Today will be another day to search through the rubble for things like bone fragments, any sign of human remains. And to complicate everything, rain is in the forecast this week. That could turn the remnants of homes into sludge. It could also bring mudslides to the suddenly barren hills. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Chico, California.
In a wide-ranging interview, President Trump says he has written answers to the special prosecutor's questions, and he is turning a deaf ear to audio tapes of the violent death of Jamal Khashoggi. Here's CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
In a Fox News interview, the president said his lawyers have drafted written answers to Robert Mueller's questions.
They're writing what I tell them to write.
Mr. Trump said those written answers may be all Mueller gets from him, and that he probably won't sit for an interview with the special counsel.
We've wasted enough time on this witch hunt.
The president told reporters this weekend he's waiting on a report to be delivered today or tomorrow on the murder of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi. The CIA has information firming up the suspicion that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing. But Mr. Trump told Fox he's still not sure.
I don't know. You know, who can really know?
Adam Schiff, the Democrat who would lead the House Intelligence Committee next year, told ABC the president should back away from the young Saudi leader.
Any regime that would be involved in murdering a journalist this way, we should not be walking hand in hand with.
Mr. Trump responded to that TV appearance with a tweet putting two T's at the end of Congressman Schiff's name, turning it into something we can't repeat on the air. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
It is a breakthrough for those with peanut allergies. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
A year ago, exposure to even trace amounts of peanuts could have killed 6-year-old Emily Pratt. Not anymore.
It's made a difference because I couldn't have a birthday cake at parties, and now I can.
2/3 of children carefully desensitized to peanut protein under close medical supervision were able to eat up to 7 peanuts after a year.
The next challenge is really to figure out how to provide this to patients.
Immunologist George Dutois, it's the first ever successful treatment for this, the deadliest and fastest growing childhood allergy. Jim?
Killing cancer. Scientists at the University of Oxford say it's also a first, equipping a virus that kills carcinoma cells with a protein, so it can also target and kill adjacent cells that are tricked into shielding the cancer from the immune system. Almost 2 weeks after the election, some very close races are officially decided, like the Senate race in Florida. CBS's Peter King.
Bill Nelson never mentioned winner Rick Scott by name, nor did he congratulate him. The race and recount were that contentious. He did refer to Scott's deep pockets.
We may have been heavily outspent in this campaign, but we were never outworked.
And he spoke of moving beyond politics that aims to defeat and destroy.
Where truth is treated as disposable, where falsehoods abound, and that the free press is assaulted as the enemy of the people.
In his statement, Scott did thank Nelson for his years of service and says, quote, "The campaign is truly behind us, and that's where we need to leave it." Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Facing heavy criticism over the disputed recount in Broward County, Florida, Supervisor of Elections there, Brenda Snipes, resigns. Tijuana. Residents of the city's wealthier neighborhoods protesting the presence of thousands of Central American migrants, their high-profile caravan arriving in the Mexican border town. Sentencing today for the Colorado man who killed his two young daughters and his pregnant wife. CBS's Mark Strassman is there.
On Facebook, Shanann Watts gushed about her husband.
He was the one for me.
But investigators say Christopher Watts had a secret, an extramarital affair with a coworker. He now admits killing Shanann a month after it began, along with 4-year-old Bella.
My daddy is a hero.
And 3-year-old Celeste.
Due to a plea deal, Watts faces life in prison. Today is the deadline for cell phone companies to tell the FCC what they're doing to combat robocalls. CBS's Anna Warner looks at one carrier's plan.
T-Mobile's programs to stop robocalls begin in a lab packed with computer servers.
This is where we test everything that we put into our network.
From that noisy room came T-Mobile's Scam ID program.
Although the scammer is going to use a phone number that looks very close to my phone number, I'm still going to know that it's a scam.
It alerts customers to problem calls they won't want to pick up.
I knew the phone number, I could see that it was scam, and I could send it away.
Company Vice President Grant Castle believes T-Mobile is ahead of its competitors and the robocallers.
Every time we make an improvement, the scammers make a change.
It's an arms race.
It is an arms race. It's escalating. The scammers are trying new technologies, new ways to scam people. So we're upping our technology to keep up with them.
Customers can use the Scam ID feature to screen unfamiliar calls or block them completely. And this week, T-Mobile is launching a new app, Name ID, that will allow users to choose the type of call they want to block. Everything from nuisance calls to political or charity calls, even prison calls.
That perfect Christmas tree may be harder to find this year. CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula.
When the economy tanked 10 years ago, many Christmas tree growers, including Billy Edwards, cut back on the number of seedlings they planted. As a result, there are fewer mature trees to pick from now.
It's going to continue for the next foreseeable future, 5 to 10 years, there'll be shortages. It'll eventually work out to where there's plenty of trees again.
It takes about 10 years for a Christmas tree to grow to 6 feet, the height that most families prefer. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Sparta, North Carolina.
My wife is awesome. That's the caption on a Justin Bieber Instagram. He is seen holding hands with Hailey Baldwin. She now says her name is Hailey Bieber. They got married. Justin's 24. Hailey is 21. They were engaged this summer in the Bahamas after about a month of dating. That's the World News Roundup for Monday, November 19th, 2018. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.